Pacifica Performance Arts and Culture to enlighten, enliven, and educate. I'm your host, Donna Walker, and we've got a jam-packed show as usual. I think you're going to love it, personally. I've got a couple of announcements, and then we'll jump right in. First of all, LA Theater Works this Sunday night is doing the Browning version, which we will be airing here on KPFK from 10 to 12 at night. And I hope you'll tune in for that. It's absolutely terrific. Joanne Whalley, I believe, and an all-star cast, as usual. And apropos of that, I will be speaking momentarily via phone with Amy Peetz, who's starring in the latest production of The Goodbye Girl, of course, the iconic, just classic film that Marsha Mason and Richard Dreyfuss made famous, the Neil Simon piece. And they're actually adapting this for the stage. And it's going to be another great LA Theater Works production. We'll be talking about that momentarily. And now, without further ado, I am joined via phone by Amy Peetz. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Donna. It's so great to be here.
It's lovely to have you. I've seen you in a number of these LA Theater Works productions. I know you're a regular with LA Theater Works, and we just adore them. This one particularly is exciting. What a great script. What an iconic role. And, of course, you're well known for your TV work and film. And I guess your latest venture is the Hit the Road series. I thought I'd get in a mention of that. That sounds wonderful.
Yes, Hit the Road stars Jason Alexander, myself, and our five TV kids. It's on DirecTV, the Audience Network. And Richard Dreyfuss, actually, plays Jason's father on this show. So I was lucky enough to just recently work with him. He was astounding. And I have worked with Marsha in the past. So when Susan Loewenberg of LA Theater Works called and said, we're doing Goodbye Girl, and I said, just stop right there. Yes, of course. Yes. So I was thrilled to be able to do this iconic role, as you put it, yes.
So it's kind of a full circle family thing because Richard, of course, I think I saw him do Glengarry Glen Ross for LA Theater Works, and Marsha,
yeah,
of course, is...
Are big supporters of LA Theater Works. So many stars are, and... It's such a thrill for just a working stiff like myself to be able to play tennis with the best, you know, to hit that ball back and forth with these amazing actors.
And, of course, to have a script like that. Those don't come along very often, too.
That's right. And one of my favorite roles in this script is the role of Lucy, the daughter. She seems to have the driest zingers in the
yes.
whole script. It's really fun.
And I think for those who haven't seen the movie in a long time, I encourage you to revisit it because it's such a joy and it just furthered the artistry and notoriety of both Marsha Mason and Richard Dreyfuss. And of course, the thing that sticks out most for me, you know, is that the great thing where he's starring in a Shakespeare production.
Right.
An unorthodox
shape,
yes.
Yeah, today's audience might not really understand what a big deal it was for for him to be playing a gay Richard III. But it was a really hilarious rendition of how to combine Richard III as a homosexual back in the day. So, yeah, I do encourage people to watch it. Although I've not had to do a hard sell with this one at all. I've got friends contacting me all over the place saying, oh, I love that movie. I'm so excited to see you and listen to you on the radio. So it's so loved. This piece is so well loved. It's such a beautiful and funny play and now radio play.
Well, and it's interesting because even though this was 1977 Academy Award nominated, Golden Globe Award winning romantic comedy, and you know, which is ultimately about relationships and the interesting male female dynamic and the defenses that we put up in life, your character is still surprisingly relevant in this day and age.
That's right. I mean, I just went through it line by line wondering how should I approach some of what I expected to be outdated ideas about relationships? How should I approach some of this? And for my role, no. I couldn't find anything that doesn't hold up today in terms of what my character's doing in this piece, which is to try to remain open and vulnerable to the possibility of a great love in your life when you've been bashed and badly beaten by people in your past who have let you down.
And, of course, what makes Neil Simon such a master is he's so insightful and reveals these truths that just make us laugh at ourselves. And he's so intensely clever and such an articulate wordsmith. I think people sometimes don't always appreciate the craft of Neil Simon because he makes it look easy. But
I think people who get to say the words all appreciate mm-hmm. what he's done. And when you make it look easy, it can be deceiving to an audience, but you put it very, very well. He's quite the craftsman. It's like he puts a little dab of sugar with his medicine, and so it goes down pretty smoothly, but it's still there, you know.
Well, we want to encourage people to get out and see this live. Our audiences hear the recordings here on KPFK on Sunday nights, but to actually see one recorded in front of a live audience at the UCLA James Bridges Theater, complete with Foley artists, they're doing sound effects, and you do have script in hand, but really, it's a full-out, fully performed experience.
It is. Rosalind Ayers wrote this for the radio. Mm-hmm. She had to adapt this for the radio. And I will tell you, the thing I'm most nervous about is all the physical action involved in this particular piece. We are running around as though there's an actual apartment on stage. So
wow.
I was really thrilled that Rosalind went to the trouble of putting in all of our entrances and exits as though we were acting in an apartment. So it's going to be a pretty physical show.
Well, we've got actually a couple pairs of tickets for our listener subscribers for this, and these are for your choice of next Thursday or Friday night. So if you haven't seen one of these recorded, treat yourself. If you're a listener subscriber and haven't won anything in the last couple months, we have two pair only for your choice of Thursday or Friday night to see The Goodbye Girl, presented by LA Theater Works, recorded in front of a live audience. Eventually, you will hear it on our airwaves here at KPFK. It stars Amy Peetz. It's directed by Rosalind Ayers, adapted, of course, from Neil Simon's iconic screenplay, The Goodbye Girl. And before we wrap up, let's mention some of the other people that are joining you in the cast, Amy.
I just got that information online recently.
It took a while to fall into place, I know.
Well, the man playing the Richard Dreyfuss role is who we should mention because I've worked with him before. Matthew Floyd Miller is an actor who also played my love interest in a play at the Boston Court Theater called, and I'm going to use a swear word here because it's in the title of the play, Stupid Fucking Bird, which received critical acclaim when we performed it together, and we are reprising our romantic onstage relationship in this play, and he's a wonderful actor, so I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Well, we have Renee Rodriguez as Lucy and a cast of others, Matthew Wolf and others who are also regulars. Always a great job, always an incredible cast, great material. I want to thank you, Amy, and I hope that you'll come back and we can maybe talk more about Hit the Road. Did you just complete the first season of that?
We did. It was the first season appeared on the Audience Network of DirecTV. The second season, if there is one, probably will not. So TBD on that one, but it's a very raunchy romp about a family that travels around the country as a band, like the Partridge Family. But we are there's singing, there's music, it's really raunchy.
Come on, get happy.
It's not a show for kids. I will let you know that. There's some graphic language.
Well, I happen to get DirecTV, and I've DVR'd all these episodes, so I'm looking forward to diving into it. And
great. You're going to love it.
I invite you to come back, and we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, do check out The Goodbye Girl, opening next week, next Thursday, running through the weekend on Sunday. And they record it in front of a live audience to end up on our airwaves here at KPFK. Thank you so much, Amy. And I'll be there on Sunday.
Yes, and whoever gets those tickets should come by and say hi to me after the show. I'd love to meet you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, and Donna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to actually listen to a little